From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Push, in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the workshop bench, a young armadillo named Push touched two thin metal probes to the ends of a small battery, and a number blinked awake on his little meter. 1.5, he said, mostly to himself. 1.5 volts of push. A boy leaning on the bench frowned. The battery isn't doing anything. It's just sitting there. It's ready, Push said. He set the battery down and picked up a chunkier, square one, pressing the probes to its two knobs. The meter jumped. 9. This one's ready harder. 6 times the push, packed and waiting. He wired the square battery to a tiny light with a little part beside it to keep the light safe, and the bulb bloomed a warm gold across the bench. There! Push's eyes went bright. The battery didn't move. It just leaned on the wire, and the leaning is what made the light come on. He moved the probes to one side of the little safety part, then the other. About 7 volts get spent here, he said, and shifted them onto the glowing bulb, and about 2 here. 7 and 2, 9. He tapped the meter, satisfied. It all comes back out to what the battery started with. Nothing goes missing. The books always balance. The boy stared at the light, then at the battery that still, honestly, looked like it was doing nothing at all. How can sitting still be a push? He asked. Push grinned, because that was exactly the right question, and it was going to take him back a long way to answer it.
Push had grown up underground, in the deep, cool burrows his family had dug for generations. The tunnels weren't straight. His grandmother designed them to bend and open just so, and if you sat still in the right spot, you could feel a slow breath of air move past your whiskers. Cool in summer, warm in winter, always drifting the same direction. The first time young Push tried to dig his tunnel, he'd sealed both ends by accident. He crouched in the middle, proud, and waited for the breeze. Nothing came. The air sat there, thick and still and stuffy. His chest got tight. He'd done all that digging, and the tunnel just felt dead. His grandmother crawled in beside him and didn't scold. She pressed a paw to one wall. Feel how packed the air is on this side? Then the other. And how thin over here? He hadn't noticed, but when she said it, he could almost feel it. One side heavy, one side hungry. Air only moves, she said, when one side leans harder than the other. Full pushing toward empty. That leaning is the whole secret. Open the ends, and the difference does the rest. She poked a hole through each wall. A cool ribbon of air slid across his face, and something in his chest loosened all at once. Push never forgot it. It wasn't the air that made the wind. It was the difference. The push between a crowded side and an empty one. Years later, staring at a battery, he thought, that's all a battery is. A crowded side and an empty side. Leaning. And he smiled the way you smile when a stuck door finally gives.
He walked to Circuit Forge when he was 12, because a place full of wires and lights ought to understand pushing. The famous inventor Watt met him at the door and asked only one thing. What is electricity about? Push didn't reach for a big word. He pulled the battery card from his vest, then the matching battery, and set them side by side. It's about the difference, he said. One side crowded, one side hungry. The crowded side leans on the wire until something moves. He touched his meter to the ends. The number lit. You can even feel how hard it's leaning. You just read it off, in volts. Watt looked at the little armadillo and his little glowing screen for a long moment. You've been feeling this your whole life, haven't you? She said. It wasn't really a question. Push thought about the burrow, and the breeze, and the stuffy dead air. Since before I had a word for it, he admitted. Then you belong here, Watt said.
Push's corner of the workshop filled up with kids who mix things up,
and he loved them for it. The boy from the bench came back the next day, still frowning at the quiet battery. "Okay, but if it's just leaning, why did my brother yelp when he touched the fence out back?" Push set down two batteries, a small round one and a heavy square block from an old cart. "Feel this," he said, and let the boy hold each. They weighed different, but that wasn't the point. This little one leans soft. This big one leans hard. Same idea, way more of it. He wired the small one to the safe little light, a gentle gold. The lean is what pushes the electricity through whatever it touches. Your brother's fence had a big lean, enough to shove a little current right through him, just enough to make him jump. "So he got too much flowing?" the boy tried. "Nope." Push shook his head, gentle, not scolding. "That's the mix-up everybody makes. What he felt was the push, the lean. The push is what decides how hard the current gets shoved. How much actually goes depends on what it's going through." He tapped the boy's chest, right over his heart. "You're mostly stubborn, Tunnel, like me. Hard to shove things through. That's why small pushes are safe to hold, and why we're careful and calm, and we never go poking at the big pushes." The boy nodded slowly, turning the little battery over in his paws, and for the first time, it didn't look like it was doing nothing.
Late that afternoon, when the benches had gone quiet, the boy lingered by the door. "When it's just sitting there," he said, "and nothing's moving yet, how do you know the push is really in there?" Push thought about the sealed tunnel, about the tight chest and the thick dead air, and the moment his grandmother's paw opened a hole and the breeze slid cool across his face. "You feel it," he said. "That's the honest answer. It's like standing at a stuck door with your shoulder against it. Nothing's moving, but you can feel the whole weight of you, ready, leaning. That readiness isn't emptiness. It's everything, packed against one side, waiting for somewhere to go." He looked toward the small window, out at the desert where his family's burrows breathed their slow breath. "The whole world runs on that leaning," Push said softly. "Every battery, every wire, every cool tunnel, just a crowded side aching toward an empty one. And when you finally open the way." He didn't finish. He just watched the boy stand a little straighter, and he felt it too. That quiet, humming, about to go feeling, warm under his armor, like the first cool breath of moving air.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to push. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.